Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Limits, do we have Jeff Hathorn on the line?
We do.
I'm glad to hear that. The Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And we're coming up on the 50-minute mark, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. This is What's Cooking, brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Jeff, let's start with the Steelers. Can you update us on their injury situation?
I can tell you what we know right now. I feel good about Highsmith playing. Porter, I don't think, is even a question. Same with Jaylen Warren. I think both of those are back. As for Ramsey and Austin, you know, Tomlin said there's that last-minute hope that they could perk up at the end of the week. Well, there have to be a hell of a lot of perking because I don't know that it looks too good for either of those guys.
Yeah, and then you have to start asking, if they don't perk up for Sunday, then what exactly would make them perk up 60, 70 hours later for the Cincinnati game, right?
Yeah, and I would think you treat every game the same. I'm not saying anything other than if you think they might be ready, give them a few more days and let them play in Cincinnati instead of putting them out against Cleveland. You've got depth in the secondary. Not necessarily so a wide receiver, but I mean, I think I'll, in this scenario, because of how the games are, give them an extra few days and have, if they're close to returning, have them play against, you know, Cincinnati on next Thursday.
All right. Tell me about a story that I'm really interested in right now, and that is Mason Heinchel over at Pitt. I'm so curious to see how this guy's second start goes. I just read a piece by Stephen Thompson over at the Post-Gazette about his career. It seems like not far from where Ben grew up, out in Findlay, and he was just sort of overlooked by people. And who knows, it's one game, but it was really exciting to watch, I thought. And there might be something special about this kid. There just might be. What do you know about him? Have you talked to him? What do you hear about him?
Yeah, and I didn't see the quote in Stephen's piece, but Corey Sanders, who's the assistant head coach yesterday, was saying how this guy's a leader. Like, he's not afraid of that as a true freshman.
Yeah,
to come
18,
in and tell
yeah.
guys what they need to do. In fact, he helped lead an off-season session where he got guys up early in the morning and where they needed to be. As a freshman, I mean, you imagine if you're like a junior and some dude who's just come on campus is like barking at you to get going. And that's the type of personality he has. I think of all the high school stats that he had, this one sticks out. His high school in Toledo hadn't won a conference championship since 1982. Mm. And then for 1 year, when he was the quarterback, he led them to a conference title. Like, there are intangible things about him, and I know some bigger schools came on him late, but he had already committed to Pitt. The other thing is, like, you don't look at one thing and say, that's better than somebody. But you put it all together, how he's able to, he can throw different arm angles. He's got a good enough arm. He knows when to make the safe play. Every once in a while, he's probably going to think he can get a ball in that he can't at the college level. He's got a little bit with his feet, not great, not as good as Eli, but he can move around enough. And it seems like for an 18-year-old, these guys respect him. And as we all know, what gets the most respect? Get a W.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch it. And the same goes true. I was just talking about it last segment. Like, I didn't think I was going to perk up, to borrow that term again, for Pitt football this year. And the Penguins, the same thing, Jeff, but that was a fun opener. And now we get game two, and I see where Tristan Jarry is starting. That seems like an odd choice to me. We're at the beginning of the season, and the other guy just pitched a shutout. Why isn't he playing? Why isn't Shelov's playing?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, I saw that Dan Muse said earlier today that, you know, he wanted to get both guys action at the start of the season. It definitely, by what he did on Tuesday, it puts it on Jarry of like, okay, can't let in that first one, and then can't, you know, let in bad ones, because if they're playing as disciplined as they played against the Rangers tonight against the Islanders, I mean, I love that style of hockey. I mean, they didn't make mistakes. There were no egregious turnovers.
Right.
They worked in front of the net. It's all those things that Sullivan talked about for years, and they might do for a game or two, and then they revert right back. So I think that's the thing now for Muse. All right, they had that game. Can he get Carlson and Malkin and Letang to play that same game tonight after they had success and continue to do it even if they still have success with it? That's going to be Muse's challenge. But given what he has, the fact that they're not afraid to put teenagers out there and give them an opportunity, I mean, I like what they're doing right now. It's one game, but it's everything I think most of us wanted to see in that one game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
For sure with me, and I'm just curious. I think people may be conflicted or maybe not. I know they got into it the other day on the nightly sports call, Pony and Bob, where Pony's saying we should still think that the best thing for this team to do is lose. And he's probably right in the end, but I just can't go with that. They've already done enough losing for 3 years. You know what I mean, Jeff?
Yeah, I mean, listen, you got a rookie head coach that's in there trying to instill a system. They're going to lose. I mean, just looking at the lineups, their rosters don't match up with a lot of teams in the East, let alone the NHL. But if they can establish this style, even if it doesn't put them in the top couple of picks, I mean, I don't know. If you're in March and they're borderline horrible, I might entertain that argument then.
For sure.
But I think right now they're trying to just establish something and see how this progresses and see what they have, not just in some of the young guys, but how this head coach is going to handle his first season.
All right, back to the Steelers. How worried should people be about the Cleveland Browns?
Should worry about their ability to run it and their ability to stop the run. Should worry about Myles Garrett, obviously. Myles Garrett has 6 sacks in the last 3 games against the Steelers. 6. Mm. He's been a problem. And Broderick Jones is the guy that's going to get that responsibility. Now, he's going to get help. But, I mean, he can wreck games, which is the theme that we keep hearing from the players about how much of a game wrecker. They've got to account for him. And then I know the Browns offense isn't anything you look across their roster, but they do have an experienced offensive line. They did have a 100-yard rusher and a rookie who didn't have any training camp who seems to just be getting better. And they've got yet another tight end who could be a problem for you. And Njoku's had some games against the Steelers. This Fannin kid from Bowling Green could be a problem if Dylan Gabriel has time. It's up to them to confuse Gabriel, make him run around, not exactly sure of what he's doing. I mean, it should be a game the Steelers win, but I think where you run into problems, if they can get their ground game established and if Myles Garrett is able to get off that edge and be that game wrecker.
Jeff, we appreciate the time, my friend. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Joe.
That's our sports director, Jeff Hathorn. Almost as nice as Jerry DePaula, I would say. Limits, what's your pick for the game tonight?
Oh, man, I think Philadelphia is going to win it, but I think it's going to be closer than people anticipate. I do think that Philly figures it out, because if not, there's going to be even more heat thrown on them because the Phillies are going to lose tonight. So it's going to be a very sad fan base.
Wait, I'm talking about the Penguins.
I know. Oh, you're talking about the Penguins. I thought you were talking about Thursday Night Football.
No.
I think the Penguins are going to lose this game. I don't like Jari being in net. I do, because I am with Pony, and I think that it would be much better for them to be a bottom three team and be able to have the best odds for Gavin McKenna. And I think their first loss comes tonight.
All right. Then in baseball, I watch Phillies. I'm into it. I'm normally not into the baseball playoffs this much, but I've become riveted to all the games. I loved watching the Blue Jays beat the Yankees. I root for the Phillies because my daughter-in-law is a Philly girl and loves the Phillies. I hate the Dodgers. I really want them to win tonight against Tyler Glasnow, and I want Milwaukee to win. They are what the Pirates should be, and they still have the Cubs on the ropes here with Freddie Peralta tonight. I think they win that series tonight. Do you?
I do. I ultimately do think, because Peralta's had an incredible year. I mean, he's in the Cy Young race. If it wasn't for Paul Skeens' historic season, he probably does win it. I think that the Brewers close out the Cubs and the Dodgers close out the Phillies, and the NLCS is set tonight.
Man, and then all of a sudden the Tigers have Skubal on the mound for Game 5 in Seattle. I think they're going to win the series with that dude.
Yeah, but Seattle has done okay against Tarek Skubal. They've done pretty well.
They should have. This series should be over. They've played with fire, and now they got the big boy, and I don't know if the big dumper can get to him. Do you?
I do think that he's going to have a home run in this game. I do, and I have the Mariners winning the World Series, so I have to stick by it.
And then there's Jackson Dart tonight. Does he play great, good, average, below average, or hideous?
He will play a little bit below average because of that Philly defensive front.
I'm scared that he's going to play hideous, and I'm scared that he's a rich man's Kenny Pickett.
Stand behind your guy,
Joe. I'm scared that his hands are too small. I'm scared that he might stink, and I'm scared that I was wrong.
Stand behind him.
Not yet. Not yet. I'm not going there yet. And I will be rooting for Jackson Dart and the Giants tonight. And I'll be rooting for myself on the golf course in 15 minutes. Good night, Limits.
Good night. Enjoy.
Did I do fan weather yet?
No, but first I want to tell you that you can listen to Thursday Night Football tonight, the NFL on Westwood One, between the Eagles and the New York Giants, 7:30. Westwood One's coverage will begin. Also listen on your Odyssey app, AUDACY. More headlines, 93.7thefan.com. Headlines, the proper Bowser Genesis of Monroeville. Joe, you have a message for the people.
Sunny today and a high of 60. That would be Ben McGee, a low of 40. That would be Myron Bell. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Tomorrow, we got a full docket here for a Donnie Football Friday, getting you ready for Steelers-Browns. So be sure to tune in at 10.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.